Okay, let's get into Perek Yud of Sefer Yechezkel as we continue with the Maisa Merkava that he has been seeing. A number of Prakim already has described it. This Perek is really a parallel, somewhat, of Perek Aleph, where he's going to see a similar Mamish Merkava, like a chariot with the angels, and a lot of similar psukim that are described here in this Perek. The Mefarshim even wonder, the Barbanel here wonders, what's the purpose of this Perek? He already saw. He saw a lot of these images with the chariots and the Kisei HaKavod and the four faces. Now, he says, he goes through the details. Hinema sherah hanavi kan kfar rosa b'mara ha'echad on our kfar u'matzorach b'yishanos ha'dvarim shenis. Right? Why do you have to have it with the slight differences? So his ultimate reason is that, yes, he saw it before, but now, after the entire discussion of Churban and Chet and the terrible tragedies that are going to occur that he sees in these prakim, again, it's going to happen in 6 years from now, but the tragedies that he sees, one shouldn't think that there's no cause or ultimate siba, right? It's not dafka the Babylonians, that is not dafka chet. Ultimately, it is chet, but it's ultimately HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So all of these chayos and angels that he had seen up above in the earlier prakim, ultimately HaKadosh Baruch Hu is on top, and that's symbolized by the Kisei HaKavod. Avalhem kelim v'sibos emtsa'ios sheba emtsa usam hasiba harishona yisbarach yif'al kirtzono. They are all tools. V'yosher mishpatei. Mishpato, v'hu yisparach imkein apol ho amiti, sheyifal be'emsoas ha'sichliyim ha'nevdalam b'sharisav osi risono. They are all his servants. That's the message of this parak, to emphasize that. That's why, lochein lo roh kan ufanim b'lo chayos. He didn't see ufanim or chayos here. Just kruvim or other angels. Lefi shalo haya heim be'emes sibos polos b'churban hazev ereo harakia, ashal rosha kruvim, shuremez l'shefa ha'nishpa mimenu yisparach. Says the Abarbanel, it has to do, and emphasizing, the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chvodo v'atzmo is involved and is doing this. And the vision of the Kisei HaKavod is described here also as a message. Let's read the first pasuk. Vo'era, says the Yechezkel again, I see v'hine el arakia asher al rosh akruvim ke'evin sapir k'maisa devus kisei. It's this type of throne. Again, not to take any of this literally, as Rashi has said and others have said, but we're just trying to get the messages of how it is written. Nira aleihem, right? You see the kisei, right? Very similar lashon is given in Shmos when the kisei is described there. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the times of the Shibun Mitzrayim, the end of Mishpatim, it says there that Vayiru by Matan Torah es Elokei Yisrael v'tachas raglav k'maisa livnes hasapir. Also similar words uke'etza shemayim latohar. And Rashi quotes there. What is this? What does it symbolize? Ki yisal lefana b'shasa shibud lizkar tsarasan shal Yisrael sheimushubadim b'maisa levenim. Right, he kept that in near him, so to speak, kaviyochol, so that he remembers the pain that Klal Yisrael are going through. But a kisei, the Malbim writes here, symbolizes the kisei of Rachamim. Kisei of Rachamim. All of the nature that has been set up and the powers that have been set up in the world, that's all din, that's all a natural realm that flows. But the symbol of the kisei HaKavod says that Malbim is to give Yechezkel a little nechama, like he screamed at the end of the last parak. Remember the land of the last parak? He says, "Amashchus ato as kol sheiris Yisrael, b'shavchach as chamas chal Yerushalayim." Hashem is going to destroy all of them. So says this parak. This is continuation of the answer. Ki ilu yashav Hashem al kisei rachamim. Says the Malbim, "Lahakelon shamaat aydeli mitzchus ulashir lahem pleita," to leave them a little bit. And that's why, as he quotes the Medrash, "Lo ayasoreif." If he really wanted to do what was appropriate, what did the rocks and wood do? Instead of destroying the Jewish people, destroy their house, destroy the Beis HaMikdash, along with a lot of killing a lot, but ultimately the nation as a whole will survive. And that, Rav Salvechik uses that idea to explain Shabbos Nachamu. Right? Well, when we think Shabbos Nachamu, what are we so happy about? What's the Nechama? We still don't have a Beis HaMikdash, we still don't have anything. What do we have a Nechama about? And fascinatingly, when does the Nechama even start? It starts Tisha B'Av afternoon. Already we feel different. Chatzos time. That's Dafka, when we start sitting on chairs. But one would think, the Gemara in Tainus, right? That's when the fire really started burning. It's just the opposite. What's the answer? No, Dafka, when the real fire started burning, which is terrible, that itself is somewhat of an Nechama. Because up until that point, the question is, what was going to be exterminated? The Beis HaMikdash or the Jewish people? The answer, writes Rav Soloveitchik, in The Lord is Righteous in All His Ways, in a sefer on Tisha B'Av, the answer is because the sin was very severe, it was the nation that really deserved to be exterminated. And for the entire day of Tisha B'Av, the Midas Adin apparently kept on arguing that the Churban Beis HaMikdash was not enough. The people should be destroyed. That is what Yimach Shemo Hiller wanted to do. Hiller burned Bati Medrashim too, but that was not his main desire. He wanted to destroy the people. Until late in the afternoon, no one knew, not even the angels, whether HaKadosh Baruch Hu was going to destroy his people or substitute the Beis HaMikdash for them. But once the Beis HaMikdash started going up in flames, the very moment that Titus took a torch and set fire to the Beis HaMikdash, Klal Yisrael knew that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had chosen the substitute instead of them. The wood would burn, but the human soul would remain. And the entire character of Tisha B'Av changes, and that's the Nachamu also. But this is all, the Malbim says, the first pasuk here, that he sees throughout this terrible destruction, he sees the Kisei HaKavod. The Kisei HaKavod symbolizes the Rachamim that Hashem has on us in the pain. Vayomer. And we continue. Vayomer Elo Ish Lavush Abadim, and I say to the man wearing the linen, in my vision, Yechezkel says. Vayomer Bo, he. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to the Ish Lavush Abadim. Vayomer Bo Beinos Galgal El Tachas Lakruv Umalei, go between the Kruvim Umalei Chafnecha Gachle Eish Beinos Lakruvim. Go fill up your hands with coals, with burning coals. Uzrok Al Ir, throw it on the city. Vayovo Leina, and he came in front of my eyes. And the Kruvim were there. We'll talk about Malachim soon. Hashem, the Kruvim were there, right, as was pointed out by the Abarbanel. Ofanim and Chayos are not here. Now it's just the Kruvim. Vayorim Kvod Hashem Eyal HaKruv Al Miftan Abayis. Vayimali Abayis Es Anan. It fills with smoke. And I hear the sounds of the wings of the Kruvim. And what happens? They take the coals and they give it to another person, another being. Vayishlach HaKruv Es Yado Biberos HaKruvim. El Ho'eich Hashem Biberos HaKruvim. Vayisa Vayitein. El Chafnei Lavosh Abadim. Instead of throwing it, he gives it. What does he give it to? What's going on here? Explains the Chazal, Rashi quotes it, Gemara Maseches Yuma, that Yechezkel was davening for, or the Malachim, now Yechezkel, Gavriel was davening for a little mercy. Don't throw it right away. So that's why the coals were given from hand to hand. When coals are given from hand to hand, so to speak, that cools them off. That's the symbol of this vision, that it's cooled off, it's cooling off a little bit of the Churban that was supposed to, to happen. And that's why also Rashi quotes, it's 6 years from the time this vision took place until the Churban, again symbolizing the Rachmanis that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was having even within the terrible tragedy. When the Gemara talks about this, the Gemara in Yuma, Daf Ayin Zayin, mentions a specific Malach. Right, in this pasuk, when this parak is quoted, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu leMichael, Michael Sarcha Umascha, Michael, your nation has sinned. Amar Lofan, Ribono Shel Olam, Dai LaTovim Shebahem, Save the good ones. Amar Lo, Ani Sarefo Sam Ulatovim Shebahem. No, I'm destroying all of them. Miyad, immediately, Vayomer, Ela Ish, Lavush Abadim, Vayomer Beol, Binos HaGilgal, quoting our pasuk. Dafka HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes to Michael. Why Dafka Michael? Why is that the one that HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes to? And also he says, your Ummah. Reminds us of the Gemara in Shabbos Daf Peites, where Hashem gets upset and says to all the Avos, your nation. So when Hashem's upset, we're not called his nation, so to speak. Even though obviously we are. We paskin like Rabbi Meir and Maseches Kiddushin, that we're always Banim Lamakom. But why Dafka Michal? So there is a fascinating Ha'ara by the Ben Yehoyada on that Gemara in Yuma on Daf Ayin Zayin. Why Dafka Michael, ki hu sar Yisrael bezman shein osim ritzono shomako. Because he is the one that stands to be their defender when we're not following HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ube'emez, really, there is no sar. Really, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we have direct hashkacha with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right, ein mazal Yisrael. But, Chazal say, Tzarech lahavin. So why dafka michal? V'nir alibis yata d'shmaya. The Amar Azal k'shein osu v'tzor shom makom naseh mach v'rush. Chazal say that when we don't fulfill Ratzon Hashem, we become poor and low and crushed. Mach and rush. And Mekubalim, he quotes, says, if you take the letters of Keli, my God, Aleph Lamed Yud, if you take that out of Michal, you're left with Mach. And if you take the same letters, Aleph Lamed Yud, out of Yisrael, you're left with Rush. So Mach and Rush, when we don't do our Ritzono Shel Makom, we're left with Rush and Mach. And that's what's mentioned on the deeper meaning of the Pasuk in Tehillim, Keli, Keli, Lama Zaftani. Those double words. We left HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak. And when we're not doing Ritzono Shel Makom, so if you take it out of Michal and you take it out of Yisrael, And that's why there's a connection, Dafka, to Michael, being connected to HaKadosh, to Am Yisrael, at a time when they're not following his word. So either way, we have these the story that this fire taken, and fire commanded by HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be taken by the Malachim, and it is going to be thrown onto the city. Vayera lakruvim, tavnes yad adam tachas kanfehem. And there is a hand that appears, tachas kanfehem. That's what the Gemara, the Medrash, Medrash Tanchuma, in Parshas Emor, says that maybe that was the involvement of Yechezkel, that was the involvement of trying to have Rachmanis, but he sees the form of Yad Adam. It's a lot of Malachim here, a lot of Malachim here. The Rambam lays out, at least in his view, how we're supposed to view Malachim. The Rambam, again, we can talk about this in any number of these prakim. We'll talk about it here in Perek Beis of Hilchos Yisodei HaTorah. Perek Aleph of Yisodei HaTorah is all about features, if we could use that word, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or lack of features. In Perek Beis, he talks about creations. Kol Machshavah HaKadosh Baruch Hu Balamo Nechlak L'Shlosha Chalakim. The Rambam says there are three chalakim of creations in the world. This perek that we're reading now is the third. Mayhem, Bruim, Shem, Mechubar, Migolim, Vitzura. Some creations, like man, have form and substance. Fame, Nevim, and Nifsadim, Tamid. And we are constantly being worn out. Kemo, Gufos, Ha'adam, Vaha, Behema, Vatsmachim, Vaha, Matchos. Metal, raw materials, anything in this world. That's item type number one. Everything in this world. Umayhem, and we, over time, we wear out. Umayhem, Bruim, the second level is creation, Shem Chubar, Migolam, Vitsura. They do also have form and substance. Aval Eina Mishtanim, Migufla, Gufi, Mitsura, Latsura. But they don't change over time. Kamari Shonim. Elatsura, some Kfua, Begolam, Laolam, Veina Mishtanim, Kamo Elu. They don't change like the first category. Vima Galgalam, Vigochavim, Shabahen. Stars, the sun, the moon. Vein Golam, Kshar Glamim, Velotsurasam, Kshar Tsuros. Different type of physicality. Umehem, Bruim, Tsura, Belo Golam, Klau. But then you have the third that has some type of form, but without any substance. Vehem ha-malachim. Shamalachim, Einam guf ugvia, elatsuros nefrado zumizu. They're different from each other, but not in a physical way. Uma uzesha neviyim omrim shero ha-malach eish ubal kanafayim. So what does Yechezkel mean and the other neviyim mean when they talk about wings and fire? Hakov amar nevua v'derachita. It's all riddle. It's all mashal. Lo mar she'eno guf ve'eno kaved, kegufos hakvedim. Kamoshinamar, ki Hashem alakecha eish ochlahu, ve'eno eish alamashal, just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu described as fire. So what differentiates the tsuros from each other if they don't have bodies? Lefi she'en shavin mitziyasan, elakol echad mehen lamata mimalato shal chavero, v'u matsui mikocho zelamal mizeh, v'yakol nimson mikocho shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu betuvo. They're all different levels. Not above, physically, but in certain existential ways. Zesh amana lamata mimalaso, eino ma'alas makom, kamo adam shioshiv lamala mechavero. It's not like you're sitting above. Ela kamo sheomrim b'shnei chachamim. Like you say, this one is wiser. He's gadol mechavero b'chachma, shu lamala mimalato shozeh, in maila. Ukamo sheomrim b'eila, shu lamala mina alul, the cause and the effect. And therefore, the shinui of the malachim, the shinui shemus of the malachim, is just based on Mila, but not like a Mila that we could fully understand. And that's what the Rambam says. So what are the Mila? Shini Shemas HaMalachim Al-Shem Ma'alata Mu V'Lefichach Ne'eram Chayos HaKodesh Feim Lamala Menakol Ofanim Er'elim Chashmalim Srafim Malachim Elokim B'nei Elokim Kruvim Ishim and Chayos on top. All of those are the Malachim. And of course, Umala She'en Lamala Mimena El'amala Sakel Baruch Hu Himala Satsuros Shenikros Chayos. Above the Chayos are the highest. And above that, obviously, is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mala Asiris, he Mala Satsura, and he goes through and continues talking about the Malachim. And he notes the Malachim have self-awareness. The Kol Atzuros Ha'elu Chayim, U'makirim et HaBorei, V'yodin Oso Dea Gedola Ad L'Ma'od. All of these Malachim, again, we translate them as angels, but a malach, Moshe Rabbeinu was called a malach in the Torah. It means a messenger of Hashem. So some of them are physical, some of them are not physical. So they all recognize Hashem. Called Tzura v'tzura lafi malata lo lafi gadlo. Afilu malach harishon eino yichol la'asig amitas habore. Kamashi elodaita kasor la'asig. But even the greatest, even the highest angel cannot capture and be masig HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ava masegas v'yodas yeser mimasha masegas v'yodas tzura shalamata mimena. They know more than us. But they don't know Kodesh Baruch Hu. Kol Maila Maila Ad Maila Siris Gamio Das Abore Deyash Ein Ba Koach Bnei Adam Amuchubar Migolam Vitzura Yochol Hasig Veleida Kamosa. It's impossible for us to know it, but they know it. Just like we have more than a dog, they have more than us. Va'kol Einan Yodim Et Abore Kamosha Hu Yodea Atzmo. And nobody can understand Kodesh Baruch Hu, as we quoted, I think, recently. Ivu Yadativ Hayitiv. If I would know, I would be God. And therefore, none of the Malachim have achieved, obviously, perfection. Okay, let's continue. There's a lot more there by Malachim, but we continue. So, Yechezkel has this vision again. Va'erev hinei arba ofanim eitzel akruvim. Ofan echad eitzel akruv echad. And ofan next to akruv. Va'ofan echad eitzel akruv echad. As we saw in Perek Aleph, the piggyback, these are all, they connect to each other. Belechtam el abatz reveim yelechu. Pasuk Yud Aleph. Lo yisabu belechtam. They go in all four directions. They don't turn around. And what is on? What are their faces? So skip to pasuk yudalev. Arba panim leechud. Pnei echad. Pnei akruv. Pnei asheni. Pnei adam. Shlishi. Pnei aryeh. Revi'i. Pnei nesher. So we have the faces as we had similar in Perek Aleph. Kruv, which the Gemara talks about. What is kruv? Is it kravya? Is it like a child? Different day as what a kruv is. Kruv, adam, aryeh, and Nesher. The Gemara points out in Chagiga on Daf Yud Gimel that originally the fourth one, as we had some versions here, was the Shor. The Shor was the fourth one instead of the Kruv. And the Yechezkel Davin and said, I don't want the Shor. I don't want the Shor on there. Why? Kategar Nasa Sanegar. And therefore the Kodesh Baruch Hu Kaviyachol switched what was on there, and that's why it became a Kruv. That's what the Gemara says about Yechezkel. Interesting, one of the Rebbes says, Rav Shimshon Astropolia says, that when Yaakov Avinu, they say he saw the Kisya Kavod by the ladder at the beginning of Ayetzeh, he says, Achein! Achein, he wakes up. Yesha Elokus b'makom hazeh. So what is Achein there, Mir? Achein is Rashi Tevis Aryeh, Kruv, and Nesher. Okay, Achein, v'anochi lo yadati. Anochi, the Yud, that's Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu's face was on the Kisya Kavod. He says, Achein, I knew there was a Kedusha, but anochi lo yadati, I never knew the Anochi. The Maharal in Nedarim, Maharal in the Chedusha Agados in Nedarim, discusses that maybe these four faces are connected to the four requirements for Ashras HaShechina. Ein Shechina, the Gemara says there, Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Masha Shechina, so Ela Al Gibor, Chacham, Ashir and Anav. And the Maharal says, well, these four faces are connected. The Gibor is the Aryeh, the Ashir is the Shor, the Chacham is the Adam, and the Anav is the Nesher. Because the Anav, the Nesher is the Oaf, that's the smallest, Katam Bioser. So those four parallel. And again, these are the four beings that we have to recognize are special and unique in the world of creations. There's even a medrash. The medrash tells us on the pasuk of Ashir al Hashem ki ga'o ga'a, on the pasuk in the Aseres in Az Yashir. So the medrash tells us in Bereishis Rabba, Amar Biavin Dalin Mine Geyim Nivru Ba'olam. There were four Geyim, four very proud. Geya Sheba creatures. Geya Sheba Brios Adam. Geya Sheba Ophos Nesher. Geya Sheba Behemos Shor. Geya Sheba Chayos Aryeh. Vekula Natlu Malchus. Vinitalem Gedula. Vim Kfuim Tachas Amar Kavash Lakadish Baruch. They're all great, but they're all put on the throne. There is a power above you. Nobody should think that you are the ultimate in the powers. Rather, there's a power above you, and that's what they all have to remember. So that's what Yechezkel sees here. He keeps seeing the Ofan. He gets Arba Panim Lecha Pnei Echa Pnei Akruv Pnei Hashem Pnei Adam again Aryeh and Nesher. Vayei Roma Akruvim. They go up. He Achaya Shariisi Badar Kfar. He identifies the same. The vision that he saw in Har Kfar, he recognizes. Ubalechaz akruvim yachu afanim etzlam. And when the kruvim go, the ofanim go. And when the kruvim go with their wings, they go together. Ba'amdam ya'amodu uberomem yeromu osam. Right when they stop, right, this whole vision that he sees. And finally, towards the end, we're going to get back to that it's all the Hashras HaShechina. If you look in Rabbi Breuer's Sefer on Yechezkel, he writes here at the beginning of the Perek, this Anyone reading this chapter, or even only the passages accessible to his own limited understanding, in all of their graphic, vivid detail, will be able to feel the bitter pain inherent to the concept of Siluk HaShchina. It used to be, what are all these Kruvim and Malachim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Kisi HaKavod above them? It means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Kisi HaKavod used to be in the Kodesh Kadashim, and used to be near us, and used to be in our proximity. And yet, what happens? Like the Gemara we read last time in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Lamed Aleph, that all the 10 stops that the Shechina made, it's leaving. It's leaving and it's no longer here. And all of these, the chariots, the Merkavas, all the Merkavas. Why is it a Merkava? Merkava goes from place to place. Why is it called a Merkava? A chariot. But that's what it is. Other Kruvim are already waiting for the throne of God's glory to stretch above them. Israel had refused to act as the Kruvim of God, but God has other Kruvim available to serve this purpose. And that's what this parak is about. It's about the Malachim and seeing the Kruvim and seeing all the different levels. But again, it's all very hard for us to, it's impossible for us to fathom exactly what it means, but we know it's the Kisilik HaShchina. We know it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu being above, as the Abarbanel started off. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's in charge. And again, we daven for the day as we read Yechezkel. As we get to, hopefully, Be'ez Hashem, the second half of Yechezkel, eventually we will see that we daven for the Merkava to start its way down. These are all about the Merkava going up. We're waiting for the time that, Be'ez Hashem, the Merkava could be on its way down as well. Okay, we'll stop here.